ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Strongly that your harvest continues. Hallelujah. But the truth is, with God, all things are possible. You can still get your harvest tonight. You can still get your harvest tonight. But how do we continue to enjoy harvest? Three things quickly. How do we continue to enjoy harvest? You will agree with me that for you to reap, for you to harvest, you must have sown. There is no harvest without sowing. Praise God. Genesis 8, verse 22. I'm not sure. Do we have the easy to read version? Genesis 8:22. Thank you, Jesus. It said, while the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. So there is always seed time, and there's always harvest time. Praise God. So whatever you want to reap, ensure you know what to sow. As you continually sow, you continually reap. Praise God. Never stop sowing. Everybody has a seed. In fact, scripture says the word is a seed. Praise God. So you have something to sow. Praise God. Quickly, Psalm 126. Psalm 126, verse 5. God is a good God. Those who sow in tears, because sometimes sowing can be inconveniencing. Sowing can be inconveniencing. The truth is that with God, there's always seed, time, and harvest. Sometimes you are still sowing while you're harvest comes. I'm not sure how this example looks, but there was a day I brought a shirt to give someone, a new shirt. The shirt was still in the car. As I was approaching the door of the church, somebody else bought another shirt for me. That is sowing and reaping instantly. Praise God. Some few weeks back, I gave someone a suit. Then, just some few weeks later as well, somebody else gave me another suit. Praise God. And I'm also giving that suit after again. Praise God. You must live a continued sowing life for you to live a continued harvesting life. Pardon my English. Praise God. But you must be sowing. If you want to have friends, continue sowing friendship. Praise God. A man that has friends must show himself what? Friendly. A while back, I don't know where the testimony is coming to my head. It's out of clothes. Praise God. On Sunday, my wife was wearing a cardigan. Then one woman said, one of our sisters said, that Pastor Philip gives, why don't you give me this sweater? So my wife told her that, Pastor Philip can give anything. I cannot give anything. Praise God. I can't give anything. Praise God. Oh, God is a good. Okay. So I was in the class, because I wear white On Sundays, if you notice, I only wear white shirts. So you cannot be counting what did he wear last week. Only white shirt, praise God. Only white shirt. So I was in the class one time, and I had one more because there's only one particular brand I wear. So there was only one more left at home. And the Holy Spirit told me that I should keep that for, in case, I think it was last year. So Pastor Ayo's birthday was coming, you know, close, and I was saying, in case I don't have anything, let me just keep that one, praise God. So as I was in the class, the Holy Spirit kept telling me, that is the guy, give him the shirt. He said, I can't be the guy. Unknown to me, that guy's name is Ayo, praise God. So that was the Ayo God was talking about. So the next day, I packaged the stuff and gave it to him. He was very happy. Then after a while, some few weeks later, somebody was bringing me the back of that particular brand I wear. He has not given to me, but I knew that it was white that was going to be inside. Just a life of sowing and reaping, praise God. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Verse 6. He who, what? I can't hear you. Continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing. Sometimes you love that stuff so much, and God says, lay it down. Whatever you cannot give, that's your level. See that a man that scattereth, yet it does what? Increase it. Praise God. What about the one that withholds much? It tends to penury. Praise God. So scripture is different from the world system. The kingdom you belong to, for you to enjoy harvest continually, you must continually go forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing. Why? Because you shall doubtless, there's no doubt about it, come again with what? Rejoicing. Bringing his sheaves with him. Hallelujah. There's no doubt about that. So as you prepare to enjoy a continual season of harvesting, prepare. Always ask God, what can I give? Look around. Don't be a taker. Be a giver. You have something to give. Look around. Say, what can I give? Praise God. Praise the Lord, someone. That was the first one. So you must keep sowing. Number two, we have said it several times, Psalm 67, verse 5 and 7. Psalm 67, 5 and 7. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let other peoples praise you. Verse 6. God shall bless us and all. Verse 6. Praise God. Okay. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let other peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield our increase. So, praise is a prerequisite to increase. Praise God. So as you continually praise God, you continually harvest. So a praiseful life is a harvestful life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Quickly, number three. Number one, you have to continue to sow. Number two, live a praiseful life. Number three, this one is very interesting. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 10 to 11. You mind your own business, doing your own work. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And indeed, you do so towards all brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more. So, our plan for you, brethren, is to increase more and more. Is to have harvest more and more. But how do you do that? That you also aspire to lead a quiet life. To mind your own business. Let me tell your neighbor, mind your own business. And to work with your own hands. Hallelujah. So for you to enjoy increase more and more, you must mind your own business, doing your own work. Don't be a busybody going around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Three simple things to enjoy continued harvest. Number one, you keep sowing. Number two, you maintain a praiseful life. Number three, mind your own business. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Let me tell your neighbor, say, I hear. Praise God. as a child of God, we are meant to enjoy life. We are not meant to endure life. So many Christians, when you hear them talk, you will think, is this guy saved? Because his complaining is more than his praising. Praise God. Do you know that some unbelievers enjoy life more than some believers? Some believers, until they tell you that they are believers or they are Christians, you will not know. Why? Because they are not giving full expression to their Christian life. Scripture says that we are God's. So a Christian is not a beggar. Praise God. A Christian is designed to enjoy life. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. God has made us to be kings and priests unto him. So if you're a king, there's a way you walk around. There's a way you move around. Hallelujah. You are looking for who to bless as a king. You're not looking for who to beg from. Okay. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. God has given us all things that pertains to life and to godliness. So God has made adequate provision for us to enjoy life. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you, there's a particular account in Mark chapter 10 from verse 23. Peter was asking Jesus, now that we have left everything to follow you, is there any gain for us? Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. Okay, verse 24. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. 25. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. 26. And they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, who can be saved? 27. But Jesus looked at them and said, with men, it is impossible. That means if you trust in riches, it's impossible for you to enter the kingdom of God. But you can have riches and you be with God. Praise God. With men, it is impossible. But not with God. Why? For with God, how many things? All things are possible. 28. Then Peter began to say to him, see, we have left all and followed you. So Jesus answered and said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's. 29. Okay. Who shall not receive a hundredfold, not just in heaven, now, praise God. So, no matter what you have left, Jesus is saying you will receive a hundredfold now. You will enjoy a hundredfold now. Houses, brothers, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands with persecution, though, and in this age, and in the age to come, eternal life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Timothy 6:17. 1 Timothy 6:17. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, not to be arrogant, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who does what? Who gives us richly all things to enjoy. God has given us, his children, all things to enjoy. In fact, 1 Corinthians 3:21 says, all things are yours. Hallelujah. We have access to all things. Hallelujah. Praise God. John 10 verse 10. What kind of life did Jesus come to give us? Abundant life. Praise God. I have come that they may have life. What kind of life? And that they may have it how? More abundantly. Jesus came to die for us so that we can enjoy life. Hallelujah. So that we can have abundant life. Praise God. Praise the Lord, someone. Okay, we'll drop some stuff. But if Jesus came to give us this abundant life, and we know that God has given us all things to enjoy. Why is it that most of us, we don't enjoy these things? Quickly, 10 reasons why Christians don't enjoy life. Hallelujah. Praise God. The first one is worry. Matthew 6:25-34. We worry about a lot of things. People worry about different things. We carry burdens everywhere. Hallelujah. Because of time, we'll not read the scriptures. You can read them at home. Number two is fear. Fear of many things. Fear of tomorrow. Fear of, you know, debt. Fear of sickness. Fear of school fees. Fear of house rent. Fear of different things. But 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Number three, ignorance. In fact, most Christians suffer because of ignorance. Hallelujah. Hosea 4:6. My people perish, not because of the economy, but because of what? Lack of knowledge. Praise God. Number four, Christians forget who they are in Christ. James 1:23-25. You look in the mirror, you go away, you forget how you are. Don't let what you see make you forget what God has said. Number five, competing with one another. 2 Corinthians 10:12. Those who compete with one another, they are not what? They are not wise. Your life is unique. Enjoy your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Another reason why people don't enjoy their lives. Number six, past mistakes. Remember 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Romans 8:1. For there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Praise God. Number seven, focusing on failure. You must understand that failure, anything you fail at, is just an isolated event. You have just learned how something didn't work out. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children. Hallelujah. And you have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. You carry the greater one. You cannot fail. Hallelujah. You cannot be confused. You have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:4. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory which has overcome the world, even our faith. You are an overcomer already. Praise God. You're not trying to overcome. Hallelujah. It's done already. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's number what now? That was number seven, right? Number eight. Well, waiting to achieve a goal. You know, sometimes people delay their enjoyment. So, let me wait until I achieve this particular goal. If you're in secondary school, you cannot wait to get to uni. If you're in uni, you cannot wait to finish uni. When you're single, you cannot wait to get married. When you're married, you cannot wait to have children. Hallelujah. Well, enjoy where you are on the way to where you are going. Praise God. Matthew 6:34. Number nine, envying unbelievers. You are envying unbelievers. Psalm 37, then you can read from 1 to 10. Then the last one here is not taking advantage of the Holy Spirit that we have. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Can we read that? 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. But it is, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of any man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. Why? For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, you cannot enjoy the Christian life without the Holy Spirit. It's not possible. You cannot enjoy. Your Christian life will be a struggle.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,